Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
Hey guys, today I'm going to be talking to you about part 28 or chapter 28 of 30 in this Blue Collar Leadership Leading from the Frontline series. And chapter 28 in that book is titled Stretch Yourself Intentionally. Not accidentally, intentionally. Stretching yourself accidentally means you only stretch when necessary, when there's an outside requirement or an outside influence. When you stretch yourself intentionally, you're causing your growth and development. That's how you can accelerate moving from where you are to where you want to be. You see, all of our growth happens outside of our comfort zone. All of our growth happens outside of our comfort zone, which means ultimately we have to become comfortable being uncomfortable. And what that means is we seek discomfort because that's what causes us to grow. Just like this series we're going through right now and the book it's based on, if a leader isn't comfortable leading his team or his coworkers or her team or her coworkers through a book study because they're afraid of what they might think or they might figure out, I don't know what I'm teaching them, or I'm not living what I'm teaching them. I come up with all kinds of excuses to cause my discomfort. And they may be real, but the growth only happens when you choose to get uncomfortable, when you take your team members through a book study, when you share this type of information with others. And I love this quote by Jim Rohn. And it's one of my favorites. And it's powerful, and I'm probably shared it already on some other episode, but you can't ever hear it enough, and you may not have heard the other episode. So this is what Jim has to say, and I want you to think about this. If you work hard on your job, you can make a living. But if you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune. I'm going to say it again, because there's a lot of blue-collar folks out there that work hard on their job. And they're making a living, and they wish they were making a fortune. So don't miss the key point. If you work hard on your job, you can make a living. But if you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune. And those are words by Jim Rohn. And those are powerful words. Because I'm telling you, if you would work as hard on you and as long on you as you do, for whoever it is you report to, you don't even know what your future could be. That's where part of my passion comes from, because blue-collar people are hard-working people. You already know that. But most often, they work hard on the job and not hard on themselves. They only do what's required. I want to take them to another level, but I can't do it. Only they can do it. I can help them do it. That's why this podcast exists. That's why my books exist. That's why I do what I do. It's why I stretch myself, is so that I can help others stretch themselves. So the more you embrace change and challenge, the more valuable you will become to others. So embrace the change. Embrace the challenge. Change and challenge most often equate to discomfort. Remember, all your growth happens outside your comfort zone. I love change. Because I know when something's changing, I'm growing. When something's challenging, I'm growing. I don't like the status quo. I don't like nice and smooth. I'm very comfortable being uncomfortable. And why do you become more valuable to others when you embrace change and challenge? It's what I just said. It's because that's when all your learning and personal growth happens. That's where you gain new experience. Your value today is based on your experience leading up to today. Don't let someone else decide what experience you get. You decide. You're listening to this podcast now, hopefully not because someone's making you. If they are, good for them, because they're trying to lead and grow and develop and stretch you. But you shouldn't have to be made to grow and develop yourself. If someone's having to make you grow and develop yourself, you got a long, hard life ahead of you. That's what I can tell you. Because you're only going to get out of life what others want you to have. When you get serious, you'll get out of life what you want to have, personally and professionally. I want you to know this. Choosing to stretch yourself isn't about how smart you are. It's about how secure you are. A lot of people, you know, one of the number one fears in the world is the fear of public speaking. That's because it's very uncomfortable for a lot of people. The reason it's uncomfortable is because they're insecure. A lot of times they don't know what they're talking about, but someone asks them to speak. A lot of times, most all the time, it's because they're not stretching themselves in the area they're being asked to speak on or speak about, so they don't have any confidence. But they got to start to gain the confidence. So it ain't about being smart. Wayne Smith had this to say: no amount of personal competency can compensate for personal insecurity. Those are some powerful words. Basically says it doesn't matter how much you know. There's no amount of knowledge, basically, that can compensate for personal insecurity. When you stretch yourself intentionally and you pick a lane, something you're passionate about, something you actually enjoy in life, because see, stretching yourself intentionally, it could be about doing a better job, but it's really about living a better life. So while I'm at work, I'm going to learn the job and I'm going to do an amazing job. But when I'm off of work, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to read and study and learn about what I want to read, study, and learn about. And that's going to move me in the right direction. Sure, wherever I work is going to benefit. That's a win-win. They win, I win. But the reason I'm doing it is for me. Remember, I'm working for myself. If you ain't heard that episode, go back and dive in to the rest of this series, because that's a key point. You need to know this. If you're comfortable, you're not growing. You're slowing. You're either going forward or backward. As soon as you find comfort and stay there, you're going backwards. And it may not be because you're literally going backwards, but it's because the rest of the world is moving forward, which is leaving you in place, so you're getting left behind. I call that going backwards. Growth doesn't just happen. You must make it happen. And I'll ask you this, and I want you to think about it. If you have to, hit pause on the podcast after I ask the question and think about it. If you don't know where you want to be in 5 years, you're already there, because you're not doing anything to get you to a different place in 5 years, 1 year, 3 years. Think about where you were 5 years ago. If you were in the same exact place doing the same exact thing, there's a really good chance you seek comfort. You don't like getting outside of your comfort zone. Everything I write about, talk about, is helping you move to the next level and beyond. That's going to cause you to get into a lot of uncomfortable situations. So you have to become comfortable being uncomfortable. One of my favorite quotes from Abraham Maslow. He says, when we are faced with change, we either step forward into growth or we step backward into safety. When we are faced with change, we either step forward into growth or we step backward into safety. And I know you know this already. Change happens. It happens every day. We actually got a book on that title. Rhea and I wrote it together. Change Happens, Leading Yourself and Others Through Change. If you struggle in this area right here on part 28, stretch yourself intentionally, becoming comfortable being uncomfortable, go check out Change Happens. It's also a 30-chapter book. It's got my perspective. and Rhea's perspective. Subtitle is Leading Yourself and Others Through Change. Go dive into that book. It's on audio, it's ebook, paperback. A lot of companies are changing constantly. They have people who are fighting the change. And if that's happening, most often they have leaders who are not developing their people. Most leaders expect their people to just change because they ask them to change and just to like it and love it. And that just is not the way life works. You got to be growing and developing people so that they understand why should they embrace change. And that's why should they embrace it, leverage it, lead it, champion it. That's what that book is about, helping you learn to move beyond average and become exceptional simply by leveraging change. All right, folks. Hope you had a great day, and I'll talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit BlueCollarLeadership.com to learn about Max's books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.